This is about the Bensington Society, and it's written by David McGill, who's the chair. At last, signs of the pandemic are diminishing, with UK cases as low as 79 per 1 million people, as quoted in the Times. That fact alone might not mean that foreign holidays are just around the corner, but it should at least encourage us to believe that normal life might not be too far away. Another COVID-19 fact is that, following nomination by the Society, the Benson Help Hub has been awarded a much-deserved and coveted High Sheriff Award. Kindness might not yet be endemic, but in Benson there seems to be a pandemic of it. At the third of our Zoom talks, William III, The Making of the Modern World, Professor Tony Claydon, with hardly a mention of King Billy and Ireland, suggested William himself was crucial to the rapid modernisation of Britain that occurred in the 1690s. His ambitions, political style, skills and experience shaped and enabled a series of far-reaching changes. William oversaw an exponential expansion of the state, a stabilisation of political conflict into a two-party system that helped to contain tensions, and a new role for Parliament, which ended the endless round of constitutional crisis that had marked British history for 100 years. Tony showed just how a leader's individual personality can be important in the development of societies. Our April Zoom talk on the 30th is entitled Pleasure Boating on the Thames. The late Victorian period saw the river transformed into a vast conduit of leisure, steam launch trips, Venetian fairs, regattas, picnics, carnivals, and Three Men in a Boat. This talk by Simon Wenham covers more than 150 years of pleasure boating. On the 28th of May, Mark Lewis will tell us about the Sentinels of the Sea, the amazing history of lighthouses from the Pharos of Alexandria till today, with an insight into the lives of the keepers, including some of the extraordinary heroic stories associated with them. Coming right up to date, planning issues have surfaced with regard to the planned extension to the parish hall and the communication, or rather lack of it, to the residents. The Society Committee has been very much involved in challenging the parish council's lack of due process, even in the following of its own rules of oversight, in the likely spend of over £700,000 on the extension. The only information in the public domain regarding the latest proposals only appeared on the council's website a couple of days before the extraordinary public meeting, called for by the necessary 6 residents. It should be made clear that the Society fully understands and supports the objectives of an extension. Our objections are about a lack of public consultation, cost-benefit analyses, and a business case. The Society's chairman has written to the council asking their chairman to write an open letter to be published explaining why and how the lack of proper oversight occurred. It will be interesting to see if it ever appears. Parish council elections are to be held in 2023. According to the late Rabbi Jonathan Sacks, optimism is the belief that things will get better. Hope is the belief that together we can make things better. So, let's all be hopeful.